From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A Bemidji man has been accused of sexually abusing a young girl in Roseau County between 2016 and 2019. 35-year-old Jonathan Johnson charged with two felony counts of criminal sexual conduct. The 11-year-old girl reported the abuse happened during an interview at Red River Child Advocacy Center in Fargo. The girl said the abuse took place in Roseau when she was 7 or 8 years old. Court documents say during an investigation, Johnson said he knew what had happened was wrong and that he was sorry. He also said that the girl would have been between the ages of 4 and 6 at the time. A Red Lake man has been sentenced to 46 months in prison as a habitual offender, followed by 3 years of supervised release for violently assaulting another individual. Sean Rene Lusher, age of 55, pled guilty on November 7, 2023, for an incident that took place the evening of April 9, 2023, where he physically assaulted another person in a hotel room at the Seven Clans Casino on the Red Lake Nation by repeatedly punching and kicking them. The assault caused serious bodily injury to the victim, including a bloody lip, a 1-inch laceration to the scalp that required stitches and left a scar, and other body bruises. Dozens of jobs from the Thief River Falls DigiKey location are being transferred overseas to the company's Global Capacity Center in India. A company representative says the change will impact about 85 local employees. DigiKey adds they are actively trying to fill 100 to 200 job openings in Thief River Falls at any given time, and that all of the employees who have been impacted will be offered a different role at the Thief River Falls headquarters. About 5% of DigiKey's workforce is located outside the U.S. As spring planting gets underway, many farmers in Minnesota are ready to put 2023 behind them. MNN's Tasha Radel with more.
The University of Minnesota's Center for Farm Financial Management reports the average Minnesota farmer made just over $44,000 in 2023, a 76% drop from 2022's record net income. The survey polled more than 2,000 farmers engaged in production agriculture, many with gross income greater than $250,000. They found the year-to-year drop in commodity prices led to the average farmer keeping 8 cents for every dollar in gross income. Since 2022, milk prices have dropped 21% and pork prices have fallen 16%. The only bright spot in 2023 was record high prices in beef.
And a Wadena woman has been sentenced to 90 days in jail for disorderly conduct for causing a disturbance at a New York Mills restaurant back in late February. 38-year-old Nicole Schultz was accused of exposing herself to customers and assaulting the owner of the business. Schultz was arrested in her car after someone reported that a woman was on Highway 10 not wearing clothes. She was arrested for violating probation. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.